most important way, important day. Krishna, Krishna. Vielleicht noch ein bisschen lauter, Paramatma Krishna Prabhu. And I think Haribo, geht es noch ein bisschen lauter? Dann brauche ich nicht so zu schreien. Krishna, Krishna. Gut, 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 gut. I think that the deities are encouraging us. They are in a voting situation. Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj said, it looks like Japanese influence is there. Radha Madan Mohan are in good moods. They are floating over the ocean of samsara, and you might have noted there is still space in the swan boat. Prabhupada once he said, those who chant, they are on a boat which is driven by Krishna over the ocean of samsara. Good. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Paradaji Palava Giri Paradaji Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Paradaji Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tida Vanachari Yamuna Tida Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharya Astata Satashi Simati Stivain Gresila Ave Charana Ravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Bhopada Kide Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Kide. It's confounded Acharya Shila Bhopada Kide Nama Acharya Shila Haridastaku Kide Prem Sakoho Si Krishna Chaitanya O Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki De Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki De Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki De Navadvip Mayapudam ki jai, Gangamai Yamunamai ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Haribo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Sri Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sakrin Manaha Krishna Adaravindayo Niveshitam Tadguna Ragi Yair Iha Nate Yaman Asha Britas Cha Tatpatam Svapne Api Pashyanti Hichirna Nishkrita Sakrinmana Krishna Padaravindayo Niveshitam Tat Kunaragi Yairiha Nate Amang Pasha Britas Chatat Batam Svabne Pipashyanti Hichena Niskrita Svabne Pipashyanti Hichena Niskrita Sakrinmana Krishna Padaravindayo
Sakrinmana Krishna
Niveshitam tat gunaragi yairiha
Niveshitam tat gunaragi yairiha te yamang pasha mritas chatat bata. Svapne pipashyanti hichena niskritaha.
Yes, please.
Sakrin mana Krishna padaravindayo. Sakrin mana Krishna padaravindayor. Nivesitam tat gunaragiyaya. Nate yamam pasha pritasya tat patan. Svapne pipashyanti chena niskrita.
Yes, Matajis, ladies, please.
Sakrin mana Krishna padaravindayo. Nivesitam tat gunaragiyaya. Nadeya malpa shabadat sadat pitan. Svane pipasyanti chena niskita.
Sakrit. Only once. Manaha. The mind.
Krishna padaravindayo.
Unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
Niveshitam.
Completely surrendered.
Tat.
Of Krishna.
Gunaragi.
Which is somewhat attached to the qualities, name, fame, and paraphernalia. Which is somewhat.
Yai.
By whom?
Iha.
In this world.
Na.
Not.
Te.
Such persons.
Yamang.
Yamaraj, the superintendent of death.
Pashabrita.
Those who carry ropes.
To catch sinful persons.
Cha.
And.
Tat.
His.
Bata.
Order carriers.
Svapne api.
Even in dreams.
Pashyanti.
See.
He.
Sorry.
Indeed.
Jena niskrita.
Who have performed the right type of atonement.
So, this is at the beginning of the story or narration of the history of the life of Ajamil, which His Holiness Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj has told us yesterday briefly about. And it's really at the very beginning where Shukadev Goswami wants to make a point to Parikshit Maharaj. And that is that atoning or neutralizing one's sinful activities is possible by the chanting process of the holy name. No? This is uprooted, our material destiny is changed when we chant. So here's the translation for you. Although not having fully realized Krishna, persons who have even once surrendered completely unto his lotus feet and who have become attracted to his name, form, qualities and pastimes are completely freed of all sinful reactions, for they have thus accepted the true method of atonement. Even in dreams, such surrendered souls do not see Yamaraj or his order carriers who are equipped with ropes to bind the sinful. Purport. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvatamang parijaja mangekang saranam raja aham tang sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami asucha. Give up all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. The same principle is described here. Sakrin mana Krishna padara vindayo. If by studying the Bhagavad Gita one decides to surrender to Krishna, he is immediately freed from all sinful reactions. It is also significant that Shukadev Goswami, having several times repeated the words Vasudeva Parayana and Narayana Parayana, finally says Krishna Padaravindayo. No, he has said many times one should surrender to Vasudev, Vasudev Parayana. He has also mentioned the name of Narayan, but where is Krishna, you might ask, as a true Krishna Bhakta. Finally, Prabhupada says, he says Krishna Padaravindayo. Thus he indicates that Krishna is the origin of both Narayan and Vasudev. Even though Narayan and Vasudev are not different from Krishna, simply by surrendering to Krishna, one fully surrenders to all his expansions, such as Narayana, Vasudeva and Govinda. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mataparataram Nanyat, there is no truth superior to me. It's a long, long purport. I will, run with you ahead in this purport. Prabhupada will talk now that the perfection of bhakti yoga is to surrender to Lord Krishna, who is the origin of all the other forms of Krishna, of God. And he also says that he brings out the Parikshit Maharaj. I better read this. Had inquired from Shukadev Goswami how one can be saved from falling into the various conditions of hellish life. In this verse, Shukadev Goswami answers that a soul who has surrendered to Krishna certainly cannot go to Naraka, hellish existence. To say nothing of going there, even in his dreams, he does not see Yamaraj or his order carriers who are able to take one there. In other words, if one wants to save himself from falling into Naraka, hellish life, he should fully surrender to Krishna. The word sakrit is significant because it indicates that if one sincerely surrenders to Krishna once, he is saved, even if by chance he falls down by committing sinful activities. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mang ananyabhag. sadu eva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisaha. Dankeschön, Hari Vyasadeva Prabhu. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. If one never for a moment forgets Krishna, he is safe even if by chance he falls down by committing sinful acts. Krishna is very merciful.
Are you still attentive, or?
We're still here.
We are still there. I know in the morning it's sometimes difficult to listen to a long, long purport.
Prabhus and Matajis, we have to surrender here, no? It's about surrender, so. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord also says, Nehabi kramanashosti pradyavayo navityate svalpam apyasya damasyo trayate mahato bayat. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Elsewhere in the Gita, the Lord says, Nahi kalyana krit kaschit dogatim tata gachati. One who performs auspicious activity is never overcome by evil. The highest kalyana, or auspicious activity, is to surrender to Krishna. That is the only path by which to save oneself from falling down into hellish life. Srila Prabhudanandan Sarasvati Thakur has confirmed this as follows. Kaivalyam narakaya te tidashapur akashapushpaya te Dudantendriya kalasa papatali prodkata danstrayate Vishvampuna sukayate vidimahen dradishyakitayate Yatkarunya kataksha vaibhavavatam tam gaurame vastumam. The sinful actions of one who has surrendered unto Krishna are compared to a snake with its poison fangs removed. Such a snake is no longer to be feared. Of course, one should not commit sinful activities on the strength of having surrendered to Krishna. However, even if one who has surrendered to Krishna happens to do something sinful because of his former habits, such sinful actions no longer have a destructive effect. Therefore, one should adhere to the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly, and serve him under the direction of the spiritual master. Thus, in all conditions, one will be akuto bayam, free from all fear. Wonderful, wonderful. I think Srila Prabhupada is preparing us for this amazing narration of the Brahmana Ajamil, who had a severe downfall and who was saved in an extraordinary and truly amazing way. What did we learn yesterday? How do we express amazement, surprise? Aho bata. No? This time in relationship to Ajamil. And that is that Even someone who has surrendered, like all of us, should have an accident, Krishna is willing to forgive that soul who has once surrendered. Of course, this should never be misused. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatyane Satanine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, I would like to affectionately greet all of you who are here in the temple room to listen to this Bhagavat Tam Katha, and I also wish to greet all of those who are with us through the internet, Hare Krishna, and watch online this lecture. As you know, this is the second day of our Kirtan Mela, and there's one important consideration of those for those who wish to really go deeper into the chanting of the holy name. This consideration has been presented by Srila Prabhupada in his writings, but it has been especially highlighted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, those who are chanting and making this their main sadhana generally surrender to the Lord. The word surrender is in Sanskrit very telling. It is Sharanagati. Sharanagati, that's one of the translations. The translation which I've, or the term which I personally prefer very much, because it applies to a gradual process. Sharana means shelter, and gati means to walk towards a shelter. Maybe like when you are in the forest and you are surprised by a sudden and very strong rain shower, you will quickly think, where is here a rain shelter? And in natural, in nature parks, usually such shelters are built, and you run or move towards the rain shelter. That means you come incrementally, that means step by step, closer to it. I think this word, or this meaning to for prapati or surrender is most appealing and most practical for us, because also we move forward in steps gradually. But as you wish to go deeper into the chanting, my dear devotees, you have to think about how you can surrender more and more in the chanting process.
If you wish to make significant forward moves here, you need to really think, what could this mean for you? I would like to park this question for a moment and instead talk a little bit about Srila Prabhupada's surrender to the Holy Name throughout his wonderful life. There could be, of course, many, many narrations, but I've collected a few which I would like to present for you. I would like to start in the time when Srila Prabhupada did his great step in surrendering. He took sannyas. He gave up everything of this world to dedicate himself 100% to fulfilling the mission of his exalted spiritual master. It is very interesting to watch one incident during the sannyas ceremony in order to find hints how he surrendered to the Holy Name. During the sannyas initiation, there was chanting going on, and one of his godbrothers was leading the chanting. It was Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji, who was known to relish the Holy Name, to savor it, to sing the Holy Name really from morning till evening, and to chant japa throughout the night. He was really the prime example in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's mission of chanting the Holy Name. He had no other plan than to chant during the day. So during the yagya, the formal proceeding, the priest motioned to Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji, the kirtan leader, it's now time for you to stop the kirtan because the ceremony can go on. There need to be now the chanting of Vedic mantras. So while the priest was stopping, Srila Prabhupada, who sat there as the one who took sannyas, motioned discreetly to Akinchan Krishna, to the kirtan leader, no, stop, chant more, chant louder. And later, Babaji Maharaj, that's how he was affectionately known, understood that Srila Prabhupada meant to be the world acharya for spreading the Holy Name. He said he understood that at that time. Now, Srila Prabhupada had another godbrother who had observed him earlier when he was still a grihastha. This godbrother is an academic person. His name is Ubl Kapoor. He has written very, let us say, academically valid books on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given him the order, you write books about the philosophy. So he was staying for some time in Allahabad, where Srila Prabhupada as a grihastha worked as a, in India you say, chemist. What this means is a pharmaceutical man who was able to mix different medicines together, and you know, they were sold for the to cure ailments of all types. Now, once he went to Prabhupada, and in his own words, he said, Abe da means older brother. It's a very affectionate term. Abe da, I'm happy you gave me. Srila Prabhupada had presented him with a tonic. A tonic means like something you take and it enlivens you and invigorates you. It gives the body strength. I'm happy you gave me this tonic, but why don't you give me the tonic that you use yourself? Which tonic is that? He asked. Srila Prabhupada asked. I replied, the tonic that helps you to be such an advanced Vaishnava, to give such wonderful Harikatha and Sankirtan, the tonic of Krishna Prema, which you use secretly. In a humble way, he smiled. And he said, oh, I'm working on that, but I have not yet been able to procure it. Procure is an English word I really don't know. What does this mean? To acquire it, to get it. Huh? He was indeed a very deep and sweet Vaishnava even then. But later, he came to me and he said, about the tonic which you had asked. I have not yet been able to manufacture that tonic, but I do know the formula. I said, please let me know the formula if it's not a secret, you know. Would you like to know the formula, how to get love of Godhead, become a good Vaishnava? What to mix together. At that time, he said, this is the formula. Trinaravi sunitsena taro api sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. It's not a secret. Someday soon, I will preach it all over the world. Obi Kapoor remembers that was over 60 years ago, but it indicated how he always had a definite plan. That foresight proved to be very accurate. So here we find Srila Prabhupada working as a grihastha to maintain his family in Allahabad. And one of his godbrothers asks him more humorously, you have given me one of your medicines, but I would like to take the medicine which makes one into a wonderful Vaishnava and with pure love of God. And Prabhupada answers, the formula is known to me. It is, and I will preach it soon all over the world. The formula is, one can chant the holy name always in a humble state of mind. Huh? I will preach this. Chant, and in order to have the qualification to chant, you need to surrender by starting to become humble. Humble, that's the first step for someone who Sharanagati, who goes on the road of surrender. It's the first step. Why? Because surrender means my ego is gone, Krishna's will should happen. And the first thing is this humility for those who practically want to apply the moving the path where one can move forward to take shelter in Krishna. No? That's the first step. So here you can see Prabhupada's mood as he was a grihastha and during his very big step in life, that is when he took sannyas to free himself from all other obligations. It is all related to chanting the holy name. No? Chanting. Prabhupada had this very deep faith in the chanting. Now I want to move on fast forward. Hamburg. Our
was it the first temple? No, the first temple in Germany was in Berlin, but then soon in Hamburg. And in Hamburg, I remember something about Prabhupada's amazing surrender to the Holy Name. See, at that time, we had like all over the movement, we had this temple project, but we had no income. We had all become monks. Some had maybe some allowances from the state government. But we became quickly very poor. And as a result, our temple president said, we have to work, Prabhus. So we all went out to work. He worked in the Langnese ice cream manufacturer, where he carried these heavy cartoons with the heavy ice inside. I even worked as a gardener, believe it or not. I had an advertisement. Best gardener can transform your garden into a paradise. I had no idea of gardening, but I was, as always, very enthusiastic. So many devotees took a job of the early devotees, until one day a letter came from Prabhupada. He said, "I do not want my brahmanas to be dishwashers, paid workers." And he said, "If you just go on Sankirtan, all problems will be solved. Materially, that means financial problems, and spiritually." And on his order, we dropped our work. I said, "No paradise for you. I have to do Sankirtan now." What's that? Sankirtan. And what we did in the old days, remember, Sankirtan is in its original meaning, as it is used by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the singing of the holy name. But it also denotes that glorifying Krishna together, and one way of doing that is to spread his glories by transcendental book distribution. So therefore, nowadays in ISKCON, the word Sankirtan means mostly book distribution, but it means, as the word says, Kirtan is in there, to sing. So we did both. We divided the Sankirtan party half into a Kirtan party, they were chanting, and the other half were book distributors. And after 1 hour of chanting, the Sankirtan party alerted the book distributors who were in various streets of the town distributing books by using these triller fife, the same things which the police used. It makes a really loud sound. And then you would hear this, and then the book distributor knew, okay, it's time to for the shift to change. And by the sound, they knew there were no mobile telephones. Good luck. They knew the Sankirtan party must be where the loud sound is there. Later, the police forbade us. He said, "You have the same sound as we have. You know, it causes confusion." So I don't know how we solved it, but we couldn't use it. Anyways, we went out. First, we distributed the flyer on chanting the holy name, a beautiful article of Srila Prabhupada of chanting, and then we gradually increased. We went to printed the Ishopanishad, and by the German BBT published the entire works of Srila Prabhupada. But please note Prabhupada's surrender to the holy name. If you just go on Sankirtan, singing the holy names, all problems will be solved, materially,
and spiritually. We had faith in Prabhupada's face. This was a crucial moment in our movement, and we believed it. And yes, our movement spread on the income, financial income, from Sankirtan. First, we all did it all over the world in this style which I have detailed to you. I remember how I felt. But how will this work? Because we, at the beginning when we did it, we had no books, just a flyer on chanting Hare Krishna. But when we came home, we counted the collection, and 20 German marks. It works. The next day, it was 25 German marks. It worked. The next day, or one of the days, it was only 30 marks, because we had spent all the Lakshmi on a big feast, and we had eaten a lot, and we were sleepy that day, but it picked up. Really understood. Yes, by surrendering to chanting the holy name, Krishna does take care of our material and spiritual problems. Now I want to come to the a narration which I heard from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj in the Sadhu Sangha festival, where Prabhupada's tremendous faith and surrender to the holy name blazes forth. In Mumbai, Srila Prabhupada had a great supporter. His name was P.L. Sethi. He was of a Kshatriya nature. He helped us to build the Juhu temple, and at a very crucial point, when there was a lot of problems, he carried a gun. You know, India, sweet India, to protect the buildings. So he was member of a group which they called Radha, I've written it down, Radha Madhava Prema Shuddha Sankirtan Mandali. It means a group which would meet each Sunday for 12 hours to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They started at 6 a.m. and they ended at 6 p.m. And then they were in the mood and they added 2 more hours of Braj Bhajans, you know, thinking about Krishna's in Vrindavan. And they asked Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was very enthusiastic, if they could do one of these Sundays, chanting Sundays, in our Juhu Beach temple. And there they were, 6 a.m. They started singing beautifully throughout the day. Now, at a certain point, it was around noontime, they decided they wanted to see Prabhupada, I'm sorry. And Prabhupada was staying, those who know the architecture of the Mumbai temple, in the Western Tower on the 5th story, which was overlooking the courtyard of the temple. So they wished to see Srila Prabhupada, and Mr. Sethi and Tamakrishna Goswami went up to his room, and they helped Srila Prabhupada to come to the balcony, and these devotees saw, Radha Madhav Prema Shuddha Sankirtan Mandali devotees, they saw Prabhupada and they went wild in appreciation and ecstasy.
Prabhupada greeted them. He was rather ill, really. But then he looked and he said, "Where are our devotees?" You must know this was at the noontime, and the devotees had the habit to disappear when the afternoon heat started, and they went to their rooms and did what you would say in English language, they chilled out. I'm learning this language very accurately. The Prabhupada said, "Why can't our devotees do like these people? They can only eat and sleep." Now, when Prabhupada said to his disciples, "They only eat and sleep," this was his way of talking about anything that was not Krishna conscious. So then, PM, it ended, and then one lady began to sing. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. You know, it was the time for the Braj Bhajans. Now, while they sang this, Srila Prabhupada had tears running down both of his cheeks. He was really moved. And when they had ended at 8 o'clock, he called up Giriraj Maharaj. And he said, "That kirtan was wonderful, wasn't it?" Giriraj Maharaj nodded his head. "Invite this group to come here to Hare Krishna land. We will supply apartments for them, and they should just chant Hare Krishna every day." So Giriraj was, wow, he said, you are thinking these people all work. How can they come and live here? And also, how can we take care of them and supply the food? 12 hours, you know, morning, 6 o'clock to evening. What can you do for work afterwards? So Prabhupada saw, and as if reading his mind, he said, "All right, then our own men should do 12 hours kirtan every day." Yashmaraj said, but Prabhupada, there are so many services to be done during the day. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, "Okay, one day a week, each Sunday, they should chant for 12 hours in our kirtan, in our temple." So Giriraj Maharaj later heard from Tamakrishna Goswami, who described the exchange. Prabhupada was bargaining with him. Bargaining, you know, finding out the possible deal, you know. But his surrender and his faith, I would say, is very obvious. Remember that letter which he wrote us. If you just go on Sankirtan or do Sankirtan, all problems will be solved, the material ones and the spiritual ones. Giriraj Maharaj soon, they did this once a day in the week on Sunday. They did 12-hour kirtan in the beginning. And he noted an amazing phenomena. When they did the kirtan, all the problems disappeared. The devotees were extremely happy. There was no problem for them. On Monday it was still the same, and on Tuesday the problem started. So they went to Giriraj Maharaj, who was the temple president, Tuesday or Wednesday, and Giriraj Maharaj would say to all problems, give me a few days to think about it and we will solve it. And then the Sunday came, whoop, all the problems disappeared. You are laughing, but I don't think you believe what you hear. I think you laugh the entertained laughter. My dear devotees, this is heavy. We all work to get money. We all do things to solve our problems. Let me ask you, have you been successful in solving all your problems, material and spiritual, in this way? If you are like most of us whom I have asked this question, and say, not completely, Maharaj, we have many problems, we have several problems, you might consider this point not as a point which entertains you, but as a point which you will go forward in gradual steps, Sharanagati, and think how you can take this road of designing your life. In Deutsch sagt man, wie du vielleicht deinen Lebensentwurf verändern kannst. Ne? You might consider. I'm thinking of a meeting which Swarup Damodar Goswami, one of my god brothers, had with Srila Prabhupada. During this time, he was responsible for one department, scientific preaching in ISKCON. It was the Bhaktivedanta Institute. We still have that institute. It's actually it's revived at the moment. It becomes very strong again. I heard from Brahmatirtha. Once he approached Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I can't understand how you do things. I take care of only one department of ISKCON, Bhaktivedanta Institute, and I see so many problems. And you have to take care all over the world of your movement, of the devotees, of the building projects, the printing, the this and the that. Prabhupada said, I don't see any problem. I only see service to my Guru Maharaj. You know, could it be, I'm asking this question, that our perspective of leading our life is not the perspective which serves us the best? Could it theoretically be? I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking you in this lecture to think deeply about this idea of chanting the holy names more and surrendering more to it. As an older devotee who is receiving younger devotees who look for counsel, it's mostly we have to deal with problematic situations. My husband left me. I'm not feeling properly situated. My spiritual life, I don't know if I have really substantially advanced. These are often questions, or questions, I'm not so inspired any longer. I think of changing the project and going maybe somewhere else. It's too tough for me. The relationships at this place are really not encouraging. These are typical, you could say, that the breakfast of the preacher, this type of things. I'm hearing a lot. I'm sitting together with many people also of the congregation, and I hear life in Kali Yuga is tough. It is tough for every one of us. Now, I'm asking now the question again. What if there is a solution you have not yet considered in all seriousness? What if it really works? Not just in an entertaining lecture. I know everything goes with the Hare Krishna people in a lecture. But once it's over, then what they agreed to in the lecture, they don't agree any longer. So at least they don't act upon it. So this is a question. I request you very, very sincerely, I don't want to say it too dramatically, sincerely, consider steps in Sharanagati in relationship to the holy names. It could start today, after the breakfast, when we go to Krishna Chaitra Maharaj's seminar and then Kirtan, where we think of what surrender could mean for us doing chanting. I very much liked how Narahari, a Gurukul student from the Bhaktivedanta, from the Mayapur Gurukul, we had asked him to say a few words. He was sitting on the VIP chair. And he said, "Kirtan for me means choice. I have the choice to be with every mantra, or I can go somewhere else in my mind." Why not, this is my little suggestion for you, during this time which you spend in Kirtan, really surrender to the holy name by first of all submitting your attention to it. I felt this yesterday. I'm a Kirtan leader sometimes. I'm not very convinced that I'm doing, I'm musically very dependent on Gokrishna, who helps me find the melodies. But one thing I can say, I like to see the experience of Kirtan. And yesterday I led a Kirtan. I must say, I had dealt with a disturbing thing, and my mind was really still in turmoil, in inner turmoil. But I said, okay, I'm now trying to, let me now surrender to the holy names. And I just remember, for the first half hour, it was very difficult for me. Again and again, my mind wanted to run away somewhere else, and I wanted to, I didn't want to surrender to this process. But I just said, 1 hour is nothing. It's nothing. You know, much longer stretches. And you can do it, come on. And there will be something wonderful for you. I remembered Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer. My dear mind, you are like a bird. You are flying everywhere. But I have brought some wonderful food for you. Come now. I put it before my cottage and eat it. Don't you know at the time of death, when there is fire in your mouth, you cannot chant any longer. Your tongue gets burned. Now, my dear mind, chant. So I said like this to my mind, you now chant, and really worked on being present, surrendering to the holy name. And after some time, I felt just so blissful, so relieved, so free. I was not thinking, where is this going? I was just, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's just very simple, very simple. And after the kirtan, I had the solution for the problem. It somehow appeared. I don't know. Some insight, deeper insight came, solved everything. So this is something which I feel is doable. It is practical, and in this verse, we hear. Very beautiful verse. Although not having fully realized Krishna, this speaks about someone who is not fully realized, who is like me, you know. Persons who have even once surrendered completely under his lotus feet and who have become attracted to his name, form, qualities and pastimes are completely freed. It talks of doing this one time. So why not start in kirtan, where you go like, okay, I'm doing it, I'm trying it, I believe I did my limbs involved, that is the design for my life. It can be improved in some ways. Let me try this one. And then as we do it, you will see miracles unfold. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to present for your kind consideration. It's very practical. Have you? No, it's not impractical. It is doable. We can try at least. Some experiment can be made. Hare Krishna. So we have a few more minutes, not many. Do you have any questions? Yes, one question. Yes.
Wonderful lecture. I wanted to ask, you told us that Srila Prabhupada gave us this formula of Prerana Sunija. Can you please explain how can we use this formula to our kirtans, how to put into practice?
How can we put the formula for developing love of Godhead into practice during our kirtan? One should chant in a humble state of mind, more tolerant than a tree, ready to give respect to others without demanding respect for himself. There are many, many approaches to your question, but I would like to give the Bhajan Rahasya approach. It's a book which Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about this confidential secrets of doing bhajan. And there he takes this verse and he says, and it becomes clear in the verses which he quotes, we can practice forbearance. This is a difficult English word, I know. Forbearance, endurance, determined endeavor, not swaying, not going. You know, our humility will be tested really by how forbearing we are. You know, a person can be very humble. Oh, Prabhu, it's very easy. In ISKCON, it's chic to make humble phrases. Oh, Prabhu, please forgive my offenses. Then I ask back, what offenses did you do? He doesn't know. It's just something he says. It's chic. Chic, is it an English word? Fashionable. No? Very humble and so on. But wait. He's just pierced a little bit. Why did you say that on the internet? You know, the vending and so on. There is forbearance is the measuring stick of your humility. Someone can easily walk in a humble demeanor, speak very humble, but you will see what is the quality of his humility when a little test comes. And where does he take shelter? And how? And many times he explodes like an ordinary human being. I have seen. I am like this myself, if I'm not careful. You know, so forbearance and doing kirtan, you just sit down and you just understand, I'm doing this now for Krishna. Yes, I'm restless, I'm fidgeting, I really need to check my WhatsApps, you know. Oh, 10 unread messages. This is a scandal. You know, and so on. Be with it. Surrender here. Be a little forbearing. Tolerate for some time that you are now here, that you're chanting and so on. This is a very practical answer to your question. Thank you very much. Here's our Maharaj. I do not know anything. You are our... Please. We have a mobile...
Just a quick question.
Yes. Mobile microphone is here.
Because you spoke about early Sanskrit time in Hamburg.
Yeah.
I just wonder, you, of course, had an important point about it, to have faith in Sangatan, and you saw the result, the collection was coming, and so on. I just wondered if there's any other details, memories you have of Sankirtan in Hamburg in those early days. Maybe Jayagora Prabhu was also there. But
yeah.
Just some little touch of what it would have been in, what was it, 1969?
Only my older brother knows when I exactly joined. I do not know. 69. It was a little later than. Jayagora was the first one. Would you like to share? Also, natürlich kurz, nicht?
So we went on Harinam from the Dresdner Bank in Jungfernstieg. My first Harinam was Kami Kloster. And then on the other side of the road, there was some workers having their breakfast, something. And they felt disturbed. So they came with some iron chain to beat us up. So I was thinking, oh, Krishna. Okay. And then I closed my eyes. And then the devotee started, Namaste, Namaste. And then after 5 minutes, I opened my eyes, and they were gone. And the other instance was that Hansa Dutta, he had this... Himawati, he had this conch on this altar and put some stones on it to worship Lakshmi. Yeah. And then we went on Sankirtan also, and then this, the little Italian boy came with a little funny hat, and he gave a donation of 5,000 dinars.
5,000?
Yeah, he had this, all his savings. No, no, he gave it as a donation to the temple. So then this was like big, you know. And then you could pay all our debts.
But there was incredibly much at that time. You don't know what this was. It was like, I don't know, at that time, I can compare it maybe to 15,000 euros or so in value. Yeah. Since you, I'm wondering, you're an academic and you want stories. My most blissful Sankirtan time in Hamburg was when we distributed our first printed book, Ishopanishad. And as you know, I would go for book distribution, but just my nature is, I'm not so good in this giving and asking for Lakshmi. I surrendered very much, but I was never one of the big distributors. So I remember that day it was particularly bad. I think there was one Ishopanishad, but another Ishopanishad was stolen from me. So zero. And at that time, an elderly lady approached me and said, "Do you have the Ishopanishad?" And I thought maybe that was a cloned policeman or something, you know, someone who tricked me. I said, "Why are you asking?" And the elderly lady said, "We have a reading circle in Ahrensburg, that's a suburb of Hamburg, where we read the Upanishads. And I heard that you are carrying and selling the Upanishads here on the Mönckebergstraße." I said, "Well, this begins to sound interesting." And I said, "Well, how many do you want?" She said, "30. "Huh? 30? No one distributed so many books in a day. It was just not done. Later, 30 was nothing. But at that time, sorry. at that time, it was nishta, nothing. I mean, not possible. So I said, "Okay, come with me." And we had the books deposited somewhere. And Ishos us is a small book, but they go fit in one cartoon. We put them in a cartoon. And I said, 30 books. I will carry these books to you in Ahrensburg because you are small and weak. So we went together, and the lady was highly interested in, you know, I think 70 years or so. We had a wonderful conversation on the Upanishads. She knew much more than I knew. much more. I said, "Let's read in the Ishopanishad, you know, that's what I know." And we read on the way, and yes, and she gave a very good donation for this. And it was for her reading circle. So, yeah, I think in the devotion of our Lord Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj tests us devotees. How far are you willing to go? How tolerant are you? How are you moving even on a Sankirtan day where it rains and no one wants a book from you? Will you stick it out? Will you remain there? I think this forbearance in Krishna service is a very practical thing which we can use in our service and everywhere. My dear devotees, it is now time to end. I thank you very much. But don't forget, consider Sharanagati in relationship to the holy name. Consider. A last thing I wanted to say. Devotees have, we hold a lot of holy name retreats and have summarized the teachings in the retreat in a book called The Living Name. It is just newly published and I highly recommend it. There is also a whole chapter on Sharanagati in relationship to chanting, which you might consider. It's available in the shop, but I don't want to misuse this lecture for advertisement. No, please don't understand me. I'm just asking you to explore the subjects deeper of this key, which might be a key that opens the closed iron door in your life. Hare Krishna.